19 Most Valuable 1981 Topps Baseball Cards in the World. You love collecting baseball cards, right? Who doesn't enjoy looking through their packs of cards whenever they find themselves in a fabled card shop? Not only is it fun, but it's good quality material for a future family reunion. Back to the point at hand. Every collector knows that there's some serious money to be made off certain cards. The right card could make you rich. That's why everyone is constantly asking the question, what are the most valuable 1981 Topps baseball cards? This article breaks down the top 19 most valuable 1981 Topps baseball cards in the world, as well as how much each card is worth. 19 most valuable 1981 Topps baseball cards price list. 1. Price, $29. Grade, PSA 6. Card number, number 261. Ricky Henderson, an American retired professional baseball player who played his entire 24-year career in Major League Baseball, helped break the sport's color barrier. Known as the Man of Steel, he is widely considered to have been baseball's greatest leadoff hitter and base runner. The 1990 American League Most Valuable Player, Henderson also was the leadoff hitter for two World Series championship teams, the 1989 Oakland Athletics and the 1993 Toronto Blue Jays. 2. Price, $260. Grade, ungraded. Card number, number 180. This baseball card is in very good condition, with sharp corners and slight wear on the lower right corner. It has full gloss and is slightly askew. There are no scratches, bends, or folds. The card features Pete Rose. His full name is Peter Edward Rose and was a professional baseball player who managed to exceed Ty Cobb's record for the number of hits in a career. During his career, Rose was known for his all-around ability and enthusiasm. He was named Player of the Decade by the Sporting News at the end of his career. But he is more famous for the accusations of gambling that led Major League Baseball to ban him from the sport in 1989. 3. Price, $195. Grade, PSA/DNA certified. Card number, number 816. In his first full season in the big leagues in 1981, Tim Haines batted 304 with 71 stolen bases in a strike-shortened season, making an instant impression on fans with his ability to make players look foolish on the base paths. This is a rare Topps card from 1981 containing his signature. Cards like this tend to have more value than regular ones. The current worth of this card is $195. 4. Price, $199. Grade, Beckett Authentic. Card number, number 479. Here's an amazing baseball card that in my opinion should be worth more than it currently is. The card from 1981 features three outstanding baseball players who were kings in their lanes. Tim Raines was one of the most successful Steelers in baseball history and can be seen on the far left of the card. Roberto Ramos in the middle, who was an amazing catcher during his prime, and the beloved Bobby Pate, who commanded respect in the outfield. The current value of this baseball card is $199.99. It has the signature of Tim Raines. Getting hands on a card like this is pretty difficult. However, when do you do it? Hold on to it. 5. Price, $149. Grade, GAI Authentic. Card number, number 490. This on-card autograph card is much rarer than the typically signed cards of this all-time great, as it has been likely inscribed with an 81 HRC inscription commemorating this player being tied as the 1981 American League home run champion. This was limited to only 504 serial-numbered porcelain cards made, and it has already been authenticated by Global Authentics, GAI. The player who played the most games at first base in Major League history was Eddie Murray, who amassed 2,413 lifetime games at the position along with nearly 600 more as a designated hitter. 6. Price, $131. Grade, ungraded. Card number, number 162. Wade Boggs is an American former baseball player who retired as a third baseman after 18 seasons of Major League Baseball. He won the World Series with the Yankees in 1996. Boggs reached 3,000 hits during his career and became the 23rd player to do so. Boggs was a perennial contender for American League batting titles during the 1980s and 1990s. He is ranked 33rd on the all-time list of career leaders for batting average among Major League Baseball players with at least 1,000 appearances at bat. In 2004, he was inducted into the Red Sox Hall of Fame. In 2005, he was enshrined in the Baseball Hall of Fame. 7. Price, $99. Grade, PSA/DNA certified. Card number 761. Roland Glenn Fingers was an American right-handed relief pitcher who played for three teams between 1968 and 1985. He helped to redefine the value of relievers within baseball and ushered in the modern closer role. He was named Rolaid's Relief Man of the Year four times and led the major leagues in saves three times. After his release by the Brewers, he was offered a contract by Pete Rose to play for the Cincinnati Reds in 1986. This trading card has been authenticated by PSA. It has the signature of Raleigh Fingers on the obverse. 8. Price, $89. Grade, Beckett Certified. I used to collect baseball cards as a kid and loved pulling out a pack of 1981 Topps Coca-Cola cards. Their design was so much better than the regular issue, and their limited print run made them seem much more valuable. Featured here is a 1981 Topps Coca-Cola baseball card signed by Aurelio Lopez. It has been authenticated and graded a 10 by Beckett Authentication Services. Aurelio Alejandro Lopez Rios was a Mexican professional baseball player. He spent 11 seasons with four teams in Major League Baseball, the majority of it spent with the Detroit Tigers. 9. Price, $75. Grade, Mint. Card number 428. Here's a rare rainbow foil card in mint condition by Risk Foil. The card features famous baseball player Reggie Jackson and is worth $75. Reginald Martinez Jackson is a former American right fielder who spent the majority of his 21-year professional baseball career with the Kansas City and Baltimore Orioles and New York Yankees, and ended his career with a two-year stint for the California Angels. He was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1993. 10. Price, $49. Grade, PSA 10. Card number 536. Auchinco played baseball for Eastern Michigan University. He earned four varsity letters, two for college and two for the major leagues. At Eastern Michigan, he had a 29-9 career win-loss record with a 2.15 ERA. He also holds the school's record for most strikeouts in both a single season and total career strikeouts with 309 in 305 innings pitched. 11. Price, $79. Grade, Beckett Authentic. Card number 479. It's one thing to have an Expos Future Stars card signed by one of the three players, however, the value and rarity goes all the way up when you have the signatures of two players on one card. This card features Tim Maines, Roberto Ramos, and Bobby Pate. All the players listed were stars in their prime. The card has been authenticated by the famous Beckett Grading Service. Currently, this 1981 Topps card is worth $79. 12. Price, $79. Grade, Beckett Authentic. Card number 514. You are looking at a 1981 Topps rookie card hand-signed by George Riley. It has been certified authentic by Beckett Authentication, BAS, and comes encapsulated in their tamper-proof holder. Although Riley wasn't very popular, he was a Major League Baseball pitcher. He played parts of four seasons in the MLB between 1979 and 1986, with the Chicago Cubs, San Francisco Giants, and Montreal Expos. 13. Price, $72. Grade, ungraded. Card number 662. In 1981, the Boston Red Sox played 108 games during the regular season and won 59 of those games, losing 49. In those 108 games, they played at Fenway Park where they had a record of 56-52. They finished the season with a 546 winning percentage in front of 1,060,379 fans who saw them play. On our list is an ungraded card featuring the 1981 Boston Red Sox. It was probably signed by the manager for the team. It is currently worth $72.14. Price, $75. Grade, PSA/DNA certified. Card number, number 28. An Enrique Romo signed baseball card that has been authenticated by a grading service is pretty hard to find. Enrique Romo Navarro is a former professional baseball relief pitcher. He played in Major League Baseball between 1977 and 1982 for the Seattle Mariners and the Pittsburgh Pirates. A right-hander, he threw and batted right-handed. He is the younger brother of Vicente Romo, who also pitched in the majors. 15. Price, $60. Grade, PSA 6. Card number, number 850. After rookie Fernando Valenzuela pitched a shutout on opening day, starting the craze that came to be known as Fernando Mania, the 1981 Los Angeles Dodgers finished the season with a flourish. Valenzuela won both the Rookie of the Year and Cy Young Awards, and the Dodgers made it all the way to the World Series. 16. Ted Simmons St. Price, $49. Grade, PSA 9. Card number, number 705. The 1981 season was the St. Louis Cardinals' 100th season in St. Louis, Missouri, and their 90th year in the National League, NL. The season was noted for the change in playoff format, which created the first-ever divisional series with a qualification variant that existed only for that season, and the players' strike, which truncated the regular season. The card features a St. Louis Cardinals batter Ted Simmons and is worth $49.45. 17. Price, $49. Grade, Beckett certified. Card number, number 9. Rodney Klein Carew is a former Panamanian baseball player who played first baseman and second baseman in the MLB from 1967 to 1985, primarily for the California Angels. In Twin history, he is regarded as one of the greatest contact hitters. This card has been signed by him and is currently worth $49.18. Price, $45. Grade, PSA 9. Card number, number 207. A rare 1980-81 baseball card. Ozzie Smith was given the name Wizard of Oz after an amazing record for the most assists at shortstop, thus establishing a new record in that era. The previous record which he broke was 601 assists by a shortstop was done by Glenn Wright of the Pirates. This card is worth $45 but could go higher. 19. Price, $49. Grade, CAS Authentic. Card number, number 660. Gary Carter, nicknamed Kid and the Kid, was a professional baseball player whose 19-year career in Major League Baseball was spent primarily with the Montreal Expos and New York Mets. Throughout his career, Carter was known for his hitting and excellent defense, as well as his ability to handle pitchers. Last words. The cards featured in this list represent the most coveted and desired of all 1981 Topps baseball cards. These are the result of decades of collecting and dealing for many companies, dealers, and collectors across America. Their scarcity is a result of several situations that can apply to baseball card collecting.